Hello, wonderful, beautiful ladies. I want to talk about why ladies have lost their class. And I want to point out some things that maybe, maybe not you're doing, but for sure you're seeing it all around you. And it's to the point where it looks okay to do these things. They're very normalized, and at some points they're even looked up to. And that's a big, big problem.
Hello and welcome to the Into a Milli Lady podcast, where we talk about how to become a million dollar woman. My name is Karina, and you can find me at Into a Milli on Instagram and at Into a Milli Lady on YouTube. And on all of my platforms, we talk about how to become the best version of yourself when it comes to elegance, wealth, money mindset, and really just being your best self. You can also check out my program at intoamillilady.com.
Ladies are honestly making things worse for themselves, and I want to point this out in a different perspective. It's hard to see this if you are kind of looking at it in everyday life and everybody is doing it, and it's even sometimes thought of as cute and look up to. Please, the whole point of this channel, of everything I do really, okay, I believe that you are a walking personal brand. Everything you do reflects on you, internally, externally, and it really determines your success. So if you dilute yourself, it's honestly not going to do you any favors, and you're not gonna get very far in life. Now, some people may say that my opinions are extreme and that I'm maybe old-fashioned in some of the things I say, and that there should be more freedom in a time like this where people are so free to do what they want. And I agree with that. But why have women completely lost their class? And why do they look up to classless women instead of looking up to actual figures who inspire the youth and actually are doing things? So I made some notes. I figured it's probably easier to get my points across if I have the categories listed. So let's actually first talk about it. And the first thing I want to mention is celebrities. They're very, very well known, obviously. They're celebrities and they do whatever they want to do. They point things out. They oftentimes post very provocative photos of themselves. And I don't mean all celebrities. There are, of course, crazy great celebrities out there. For example, Oprah. She's a powerful woman. She does amazing things. She doesn't have her chest out there for everyone to see like that. Right now, for some reason, it's okay for more of the mainstream celebrities to be overly provocative, to be overly sexualized, to not really have much substance to the things they're doing. I mean, look at Kylie Jenner, for example. And I'm trying to use big name celebrities because they're public figures, so everyone knows who she is, but the content she's putting out there most of the time, I mean, it's just, it's over the top. It's over the top in the amount of operations, plastic surgery, everything that's been done. And it almost dilutes, it actually does, it dilutes her talents. I'm not sure, I'm not gonna say she has or does not. Whatever. She started her own brand, and again, anything that goes associated with the Kardashians is because they're such a big brand, so anything they launch is going to become popular. So it's not the best example, but it's just the type of content. It's the kind of a look at me 24/7, look what I'm posting out, a bunch of pictures, a bunch of selfies, and you'll see that across celebrities, especially the younger ones that most people are supposed to be looking up to. Just a bunch of selfies and things that, even if you are a talented celebrity, if you're an amazing actress or anything, or model, people just look at you for your body. It's like, look at the assets I have and that's all you're gonna get. You look at my pages and most of what you see is just how I look like, so basically that's all I have to offer. And that's what it comes across. It doesn't send a very good message to people, right? The second thing I want to mention is the Instagram model. Same category, slightly lower. The Instagram models who aspire to be celebrities but can't quite get there. So they just, it's starting to look like a competition of who can post the most raunchy thing. And I'm using that word very carefully because it is a raunchy. It's not sexy. It's not classy. It's completely tasteless, raunchy photographs. I do not see a reason for any female, all females nowadays, these movements of free the nipple, of Don't flag my Instagram photos, even though they are borderline pornography, in my opinion. Those types of photographs should not be, in my opinion, should not be allowed that openly. If you want to put that type of content out there, it should be on a restricted site. And that's what most of the photographs are looking at now. If you look at most people with a large following, and by large I mean couple hundred thousands, it's mostly females that are 90% to 99% nude in all their photographs. And that's the message they're sending out. It is completely, completely classless, tasteless. And the reason I'm using these harsh words is because I want this to be an eye-opener. We can joke about this all day long, but those types of photographs are very, very self-degrading towards women in general, because right now, a woman is seen as kind of popular and cool and getting brand deals and making side money posting for brand deals, or worse, having those sites where you can have exclusive content, which is extremely inappropriate. And that's kind of seen as a side income, which is self-degrading once again. And my ladies, you can make income in other ways. I have a second business channel where I actually build brands. Actual brands, nothing to do with my body. Go check it out, it's Amazon FBA. There's other business opportunities besides that. But posting content like that, it's not doing any favors for the ladies. Maybe it is for a few years, but there will always be somebody younger, somebody with a larger chest, with a larger butt, with more toned abs, with a more raunchy bathing suit, that's going to have more followers. And if you look at your analytics, if you're one of those types of girls, they're probably going to be at least 75% male. And if any of those male ask you on a date, there is an absolute 0% chance that you will actually go on a date with them, because it's usually creepy men that you would never even consider to have as your partner. And what does that say? If you're trying to meet somebody, if you're a young woman or whatever, not so young, and you're putting that type of content out there, anyone that sees that is going to make a snap judgment about your credibility, the type of person you are, and the argument of don't judge based on looks, based on this, it doesn't work anymore. The whole freedom thing started 5 years ago. 5 years ago, you could say don't judge me based off my looks, and that would have worked. Right now, it's just the pathetic excuse to let people be classless online. And it's not doing you any favors. Any potential mate that goes on there, if he is a male of high caliber, which I hope is what you're trying to get, is not going to be interested in a raunchy woman like that. It just does not show respect for yourself. If you respect yourself, you would not be, and again, this is unpopular belief, right? People say, I respect myself, so I'm gonna put my body out there. But it's like, are things like that just free right now? Would you go to the trash can and there's free stuff there? That's the same equivalent. Is Louis Vuitton giving away free items, free bags? Is Chanel giving away free Chanel suits? Do you see that? No, they're class. They're with class. They're prestige. They're expensive. They are of value. Are you of value, or are you just going to literally put out everything you have out there for anybody and everybody to see? And what is your life even? What are you trying to spread? What type of message are you trying to spread with that? Because again, all people are seeing is how much breast you show out. And male followers, maybe they like that, but look at who else they're following. It's going to be 500 other girls. So you are just not one in a million. What's the expression? One in a million is a good thing, right? You are the million. There's a million other girls just like that doing the exact same thing. And who knows if that's going to be popular in 5 or 10 years. Your career literally just depends off of nudes and provocative photos. No matter how attractive you are, no matter how toned your body is, in 10 years, in 5 years, it's not gonna be like that. Those jobs fade when another younger, more attractive female gets the position of a brand deal or something that revolves around looks. It's not a good path, and you are a walking brand. And what else is in your head, right, that you're trying to kind of put out there? Brings me to my third point, is why are people doing this? There are people that leverage interesting trends and things in order to build a following, and they thrive in it. There are funny accounts that capitalize on kind of this attention or making content specifically around trending topics just to get attention, whether they are kind of making fun of it or they're serious, they're smart in a business way. This is different though. These people, these girls are not doing it necessarily for brand deals, which is a bonus in some cases, but most of them are not business minded. So they can't even leverage their following. There are accounts that have millions of followers or even half a million, let's say 500,000, 300,000. But how monetizable is that audience? Can you actually release a product and have them be interested in it? Or are they just following you because they think you're attractive? That's 100% what it is. They don't know how to leverage it. They're not making money. The only times that they make money is if a brand deal contacts them or they do that exclusive content, which I advise against. But other than that, no one really cares about you. Honestly, no one really cares about your breast size, about how short your skirt is, how small your underwear is, because why? There's a million other girls. If you click the little tab on like suggested accounts on Instagram, you will find 10 profiles that could be the exact same girl, because again, it's just booty shots, it's frontal shots, it's a bunch of selfies. That's all it is. But why are they doing this if they can't monetize the audience? What's the purpose? Well, I'll tell you what the purpose is. It starts with up here. Are you a strong woman? Do you want to be a strong woman? Do you need validation from others to think a certain way of yourself? Because the answer is yes for most people. They post that type of content in order to get external validation from other people. They watch the likes, they watch the comments, and they thrive on that. It's actually interesting. Somebody went out and surveyed Instagram models, quote unquote, and found out that it was on a level of narcissism. And the test was administered, and literally the people who were highest on the narcissistic scale were these Instagram models. And why is that? They're not doing it for business purposes. They're doing it simply for the attention, for needing that validation. Have you been to a restaurant or to a bar or to some outing where they're socializing and there's always that group of girls or a girl, and it's so obvious. It is so obvious that she is trying to seek for something. Always like gazing around, checking up what's going on, maybe even obnoxiously laughing, bringing attention to themselves. When you can be hogging the entire conversation, not letting other people talk, that it, again, falls back to lack of etiquette as well. But doing it from that perspective, just being very alert and obvious and looking around the room to see if they can talk to somebody, or even just dressing, yes. Dressing to the maximum. That's tasteless. That's classless as well, right? Just put this in perspective. But it's very evident of attention seeking, trying to get validation from others, which means up here is not strong. And that's something that needs to change, because you're not going to get very far if up here is not strong. If you need the likes, if you need the views, if you need the comments and the followers just make you thrive, you're not monetizing it. It's not adding anything to your life, except for it's just breaking down your mental state even more. And that's dangerous. As externally, as nice as it may look that you have 300,000 followers, whoop-de-doo, in your head, it's messing you up even more. And a different thing is, actually look at actual supermodels. Adriana Lima, just big names like Giselle. People who have been in the industry, Heidi Klum, Tyra Banks, these people, it's so evident too. When a strong, powerful woman walks in the room, or if you see her presence on social media, it is so night and day. Take your typical Instagram model and compare them to an actual public figure that has a purpose. Let's take, like I mentioned, Adriana Lima or Oprah. I'm trying to use sexy people on purpose because I'm trying to kind of relate it. Long-term Victoria's Secret models. When you look at their profile, you don't even see this type of raunchy content. You don't see them having their crotch out that's maybe a little bit too strong. But you don't see the legs spread wide open, exposure of the chest, their nipples, things like that. You just don't see it because they are ladies of class and they're not going to be putting that type of content out. Because they are not seeking that type of attention. They know that they are an established model, that they have income from other streams, and they're not seeking from that attention from other people so desperately as these Instagram models are. It's like, okay, well, this other model, Instagram model, posted a backside photo, so I need to outdo that. Now I need to post a more sexier one, or I need to take more photos. It's not, again, it's very, very, very classless, and it's not doing anyone any favors. And I already touched on the value, right? Someone who is established and has confidence and has purpose knows their value, and they're not going to be overexposing themselves like that. As people that don't have value and all they have to offer is their body or a filtered selfie with those Instagram filters, looking at the camera, making strange faces. Honestly, if anybody looks at that, they're not going to get a good perception of you. If you look at anybody's Instagram and all it is a row of selfies, a row of provocative photos, if you look at their stories and all it is just them making faces at the camera, do you think that this is an intelligent woman that has power, that has confidence, that is self-fulfilled? Be honest with yourself, because that's what I see, and it's sad. Because that is how girls get more vulnerable, that's how they get taken advantage of, that's what young people look up to, and it's just like a ball, a snowball of events that is not lifting women up as a whole. And that is the purpose of me making these type of blunt videos. Now let's talk about another thing, the confidence and being high maintenance and being kind of an easy girl, okay? So high maintenance. High maintenance is fine. I understand girls want to look their best, but it is very obvious, again, going back to attention seeking and really going all out. Imagine like lip gloss, fake eyelashes, long nails, stilettos, the shortest dress, the shiniest dress, Gucci bag, Gucci belt. People do that. And I live close to LA, I've been to LA many times, and ooh, it's a bit cringeworthy, right? You walk into some nice high-end restaurant and it's almost like it's a beauty pageant competition. Who can outdo who? And I get it, it's the life of LA, but again, that it's another thing of I don't have confidence. I need these luxurious items. I need to try this hard. I need to coat my own self to make and feel better than everybody else. There is a way that you can portray your confidence with less is more. And that really, really applies. Less is more. That's another side point. I don't want to get too into it. Let's just get on to the last point of having an easy attitude, kind of being an easy girl in many formats. One, of course, is how much value do you have? How much of yourself do you give away? Girls don't value themselves. They seek for scraps from anyone that gives them attention that's subpar to what they actually want. And they give everything they have to somebody, and then they are questioning why they're not getting a text message back, why they're not getting a phone call, why there's no second date. Again, it's like someone just going through a quick drive-thru for a snack just to curb their appetite, and then they go driving on. That's it. Very undermining your own talents and everything that you have to offer. If you are doing any or even one of the things that I described, just know that it is reflecting poorly not only on you, but on every other woman. Because now men think it's okay to treat women like that. Women can't make progress as a whole. And if you look at most Instagrams, that's just how it is. That is the norm for women. And it's not going to fulfill you. It's not giving your life a better purpose. It's not moving the generations forward. And it honestly, there is no benefit to you. The only people benefiting are men that just want an easy time. That is the only people they are benefiting you. You're not even getting anything on the side from that, except for you look like an easy classless girl. So don't be one of these. Please really reevaluate it, think about it, and you have so much more to offer. We all really do have so much more to offer than that.